Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Al, ever since, what was that 10, 12 years ago, there was a movie that came out called Sideways, which celebrated Pinot Noir, and everybody started dumping all over Merlot. Not fair.
No, it's really unfair. Merlot is a fabulous grape, and a Pinot Noir can be really, really good, no question about it.
I agree.
You know, one of the most expensive wines in the world is 100% Merlot.
Which one is that?
That's Petrus.
Oh, of course.
You know, so
bien sûr, I should have known.
Bien sûr. So, you know, let's take another look at this, and I'll tell you, I found some wonderful things, truly wonderful things. Let's start off with something from Merlot, Merlot from Napa Valley. Educated Guess is the name of it. 2023, only $24. This is a superb Napa Valley Merlot with intense concentration of flavor. Many of the best Napa Cabernets and Merlots have a silky elegance with depth without that extra weight.
Okay.
So that's a very, very nice quality. This reasonably priced Merlot is, I just think, fabulous. It starts with a nose of spicy plums and a whiff of tobacco, and the texture is very smooth with polite drying tannins. The flavors include black raspberry, vanilla toffee, a touch of sour cherry, and a closing note of spice. And overall, the wine is full-bodied, but not ponderous. It's a very, very good Saturday night dinner wine. Educated Guess, $24. I gave it 3 stars.
That's great.
It's a good wine. Now, let's go up to Washington State, where they've been known to make some very good Merlot. This is called Two Mountain Merlot from the Yakima Valley, 2022. Only $22. Now, this is a spicy, medium-bodied Merlot that is quite vibrant and complex. It starts with a fairly fruity aroma of black plums and red apples. And like a lot of Washington State reds, it's a little on the lean, slightly lean side with good acidity. It's not voluptuous the way Napa Valley might be. The flavors come in kind of a sequence. It starts with kind of a smack of ginger. It's followed quickly by tart cherry, then a touch of bittersweet chocolate, and a sort of a citrus kick in the finish. So there's a lot going on there. Two Mountain Merlot from Yakima Valley, I thought, was really, really very, very nice. At $22, it's a good value.
Good value.
It really is. Now, here's my wine of the week, and I loved hearing the story about this. It's called Remhut, which...
I've had this.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Wow. It's called Aspect is the nickname for this wine, Merlot from Stellenbosch in South Africa. And the story is that the famous French consultant, Michel Roland, was helping these people. And they weren't real, you know, they didn't know they should continue. He said, "Are you guys crazy? You were making the best Merlot in all of South Africa." So his mouth was as good as his, you know, word.
Right.
I don't think I said that right.
That's all right.
he put his money where his mouth was. And he backed the winery, backed the vineyard. And they're just doing a fantastic job. Right off, let me just say, this is one of the best Merlots I've had in a long time. And the wine is rich and deep and very concentrated. Let's start with an aroma of spicy floral notes blended with red plums. And when I tasted the wine, I found it quite dense, intensely flavorful, and thoroughly delicious. Hugh, this was a very impressive wine. $21 for this.
Deal.
It is a deal. And if it was twice as much, it would still be cheap. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.